Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. It is 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time here on the 20th day of July, 2016. You are tuned in live to the Perspective Power Radio Network. Hurrah! My name is Annette Rochelle Aben, and I am Team Gratitude here with award-winning artist David Martinga. Of course, you can find David at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. And you find us right here on blogtalkradio.com/perspectivepower. So grateful you are part of the show this morning. That's right. Can't put a good show together unless you've got a recipe for it. So it's the recipe for gratitude today. And a lot of people are thinking, recipe for gratitude. Is that with gravy? Or are there a side of biscuits with that? I don't know. Is that what's going to make you happy? Is that what you're going to be grateful for today? Side of biscuits and gravy? Then by gosh, you add them. If that's what you want. The idea is gratitude does have a recipe. And the funny thing is it serves all. It doesn't just serve one. If it serves one, it serves all. But it can just serve one. But it can't just serve one. Isn't that confusing? A little bit, but not so much. The idea is the recipe for gratitude is simple. Equal parts of gratitude and gratitude. Amazing, isn't it? It's kind of like a yeast bread. When you make like a sourdough starter, and you create the starter, and it rises, it expands, is what I was trying to say. It just kind of grows within its own thing. And then you can split it out and put it into other containers, and that's going to grow when you activate it. And then when you add it to the bread, the flour and all the other things that make the bread, it makes the bread grow and grow and grow. So the idea is gratitude, it's kind of like yeast, you know, if you add the right things to it, it grows. Now, what are the right things in your recipe for gratitude? What's your attitude? Ooh, so now the recipe for gratitude is two parts, gratitude and attitude. It really is kind of silly because we call the show Attitude of Gratitude. So it's almost like gratitude is part of attitude. But then I'm saying that the recipe for gratitude is attitude. So it's like gratitude is part of attitude, attitude is part of gratitude. It's the same thing. In order to have a yeast bread, you have to have flour and yeast. And then you bloom the yeast in water. Water is akin to emotion, right? I mean, if you're looking at it from a completely physiological and chemistry, I wouldn't say chemical, chemistry-based scientific thing, emotions are, they flow, they run, they flood. All those things that we associate with water, running water, flowing water, flooding water. So if we're going to take the attitude, which is the yeast, and we're going to bloom it, right, so that it can grow and flourish and become a nice loaf of gratitude, that is such an important step. And yet it's a step that a lot of us sort of miss. So let's back up and talk about how we can, like, start a recipe or when we're going to use the recipe. When would the recipe be best used so it serves us? And then we can turn around and serve everybody else. When you're having one of those emotional moments that's just got you stymied, I mean, you're, like, glued to your seat. It's like somebody sat you down, pinned you down, held you in, like when you're riding one of those fancy rides at a fancy amusement park where they do everything but literally staple gun you to the chair. They've got so many bars and things around you that you can barely move. So here, have fun, but you can't move. So, oh, okay, great. Anyway, you tell I'm not a fan of those rides. Absolutely not. But here's the deal. When you're stuck in that moment of emotional entrapment, the best word I can think to use, you can wait for the moment to pass. You can call up a really good friend and talk to them if you're lucky enough to have time on your hands to let the moment pass, and a friend that you can call at that moment could be that your friends are all tied up in work. It could be that it's the middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning, and nobody's going to answer their phone. Whatever the scenario. Or you're not even near your phone. But you're caught up in that emotional entrapment. If you can take all that water and add some gratitude to it, put your attitude towards gratitude, you're going to notice a change. You're going to notice the thing that grows is where you're placing your focus. But it isn't just placing your focus intellectually. It's mixing it with your emotion. And you may have to say, I'm grateful for, through gritted teeth and tears, for the first 3 or 4 words, first 3 or 4 minutes. But the weird thing is, when you can get the gratitude to mix with the emotion, and a lot of times it just happens. I mean, it's not like something you have to do, like you're going to take a washcloth and hold it under running water and the cloth gets wet. But if you set the cloth in the sink and you turn the water on, even if it's a slow drip, that cloth will eventually get wet. The faster you turn it on, the faster the cloth gets wet. The same with the gratitude. The more attitude you put into the gratitude and you add the water, you add the emotion, the quicker the cloth is going to get wet. The cloth being your life, your scenario, your surroundings, your energy, your experience. That's the word I'm looking for. You can tell it's a live show, unscripted. Of course you can. God love it. But that's how it works. In order for something to manifest, you've got to have an emotional investment in it. You've got to. Because the emotion is what hooks us. We are emotional creatures. The majority of our body is water. So you can think it. There used to be a great line, well, there not used to be, there's a great line in the musical, The Music Man, where they're talking about the think system. You know, I think it here and it comes out there. And yeah, I kind of get that. You think the minuet in G? The minuet in G will come through whatever instrument you're playing. Okay, fine. Well, to a degree, yes. But then they had to add the practice. It's like the sweat equity. Ooh, sweat, that's liquid. Liquid, that's emotion, emotion. Ah, we're getting back to it again. There's something you add to it that makes it work. It's like that secret ingredient. So the recipe for gratitude is your thought, mixing with your emotion, and you get your gratitude. You get your end product. And it's the way it works all the time. I mean, you can't fake it. People will know. If you are telling everybody, oh, I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful, words can be very hollow. And people can pick up on that. You might not think they do, and you might not even pick up on it right away. But the idea is when you are grateful, it shows. You mirror it. That's why I'm saying the recipe for gratitude might serve one, which is you, because at the moment you really need some gratitude, so you cook yourself up some gratitude and you get it. But in the end, it serves everybody. How does that happen? When you are happy, when you are grateful, when you are a shining, breathing, floating, bouncing example of gratitude, everybody that comes into your presence, if they're aware, and I'm going to put that caveat on there, if they're aware, they can sense it. They can see it. They're aware of it. And if you don't think that that's true, walk into a room where somebody is just about as growly as they can be, and they have got an energy that is so steaming hot you could fry eggs on their vibration 3 inches away from their body. And you can't tell me you don't pick up on that. You can't tell me that something doesn't send a signal off to you in the air. It's like, oh, yeah, there's something in that room, something in that meeting, something at that location, something wherever that just doesn't feel right. And you can sense it. Conversely, as joy comes flooding your way, you might not even know where the joy is emanating from. You might not even have a clue where it is. But there's something about it that, like a divining rod, it draws you. When inside of you, you have already started perfecting your recipe for gratitude, you will be drawn immediately to more gratitude. You'll be drawn to other people that have figured out their recipe for gratitude and have created it, because it's they're standing there like free samples at the grocery store, handing it out. Once you have perfected your recipe for gratitude, and I'll talk about perfection in just a second, then you will literally find it and attract it. You will connect with it. Doesn't mean that you won't experience, see, or come upon the opposite of that. Of course you will. Contrast is always around. When you are firing your rockets of desire and you are connected to all of that great energy, contrast will be there. However, the difference between you connecting to the contrast and you being aware of it, going, oh, yeah, that's an energy over there that is opposite to the energy I'm feeling right now. And you stay in that gratitude, and then you stay with the energy that does connect to you, that is maybe on the other side of the room or in the other room or on the behind you, around you, below you, above you, wherever, you're going to find that energy is stronger because that's where you flow to. That's where you go to. Your emotions connect to that. So you can be aware of the other energy. But when your emotions are connected to gratitude, really what's affecting you in a profound way and in the way you want it to will be the gratitude. That's how it works. And we talked about perfection. We talked about perfecting your recipe for gratitude. The idea is sometimes recipes need to be tweaked. You know, the bag of flour that your mom or your grandmother or somebody, whoever you're familiar with in your family bought at the grocery store 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago is not the same as the flour that's out now. So people are always perfecting their recipes. They're always tweaking their recipes. You can say, well, Annette, the recipe on the back of the, you know, little yellow-orange bag filled with chocolate morsels for cookies hasn't changed in however many years. Do you ever know anybody that follows that recipe to the T? They might when they first make it, but then they tweak it, perfect it, and they make it their own. So the idea is you're always going to use the same steps. You think it, you feel it, you sit with it, you own it, you let it bloom like the yeast, and you will create gratitude. But there are times that you have to go back and follow the recipe simply because your mind is so befuddled that you need some structure. And that's what adding yeast to bread gives it, is structure. That's what blooming the yeast does to the yeast. It gives it structure. So when I talk about perfecting, you might want to say you just go back and follow the recipe to make sure that you're structuring it the way it will work for you. But I do promise you this, and you can sign it. I'll sign it dated. You can put it in the vault. Write it down. When you work your recipe for gratitude, when you take your attitude and you connect it with your water, your emotion, and you allow that to bloom within you, you will always get gratitude. You always will. You have to allow it. You have to want it. You have to feel it. You have to allow it, and it will come to pass. It works every time. It's a foolproof recipe. And if it's not working the way you want it at the moment, go back and do your steps again. Sit and wait a little longer. Yeast doesn't just bloom into it can take a minute or two. But the idea is it really does work. So the recipe for gratitude is simple. It's your attitude. And it's your attitude that is married and connected with your emotional bond. And that recipe for gratitude may serve one, but it really serves everyone. So you can get out there and make yourself some gratitude, cook up some gratitude, have yourself some gratitude, serve it with a biscuit and a side of gravy if you want. That's what pleases you. With me, it's coffee. I got my side. Absolutely. You got your side. You're sitting right there. And actually, my other side, my other half, my team member here is award-winning artist David Martinka. He's so graciously supplied the music for this program, and we cannot be more excited. You can find his free samples of his tasty music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. Be sure to pass around the link for the show. It's at blogtalkradio.com/perspectivepower. And you're looking for me? You can find me at AnnetteRochelleAben.wordpress.com. We're live every Wednesday here at this time with Attitude of Gratitude here on the Perspective Power Radio Network.